For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hoop ballers, let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full, long battery life. Then check out the weed whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need, down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HOOPBALL20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen: face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us, because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. It's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers, welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. Make sure to go check the motherboard out, the mothership, the thing that is most responsible for this show being presented to you by us. hoop-ball.com. 90% of the stuff you find on there, 95% of it's going to be spectacular free content. But, you know, like a good party guest, you show up for the punch and cookies and you stay for the festivities. And the festivities in this case are the premium aspects of which we offer. The wager pass is $9.99 a month, so 33 cents a day, less than a latte, you know, if you want to put it that way. And we've got the fantasy pass, Hoopball 360, if you want to grab everything for $12.99. You know, you get the DFS pass, you get our wager pass, and then you also get the fantasy pass. Award-winning rankings for the preseason. We got some Dynasty articles already up. We already got rankings out 200 deep. So get in, scrub up. If you're joining a Dynasty League and it's your first year, I would definitely recommend giving us a go. Aaron Bruschi, formerly of Roto World, has a like 8-year record with some very top ranking player rankings for fantasy basketball. So award winning in multiple years running now. So we're going to keep the train going, and they make my fantasy basketball life so much more easy. And I can't wait for fantasy basketball, and this season's just kind of done. So nonetheless, the promo codes that you hear me talk about in the pre-recorded segment are very important, and I need you to use them. Go ahead and go to mybookie.ag, use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Manscaped.com, get the Lawnmower 4.0. It just came out. HOOPBALL20, 2-0 at the end. HOOPBALL20. Today is going to be a pretty awesome show, as they always are, but I love them even more so when we have guests. And I love the collaborative efforts, as you all know. I enjoy getting different insight and allowing you all as listeners to enjoy a different cadence of programming. So with that being said, we are going to be having a unique sports betting, you know, content curator on today to talk about, you know, how to write for a newsletter setting. You know, it's not, it's very bold, and it's a very strong presence to have if you do it well, like these folks do over at Cappers Collective. And you can find them on Twitter at Cappers Collect. Cappers, C-A-P-P-E-R-S, Collect, you know, just like it is. We got Nate on from them today. And Nate, man, I'm really happy that you were able to jump on. And like I said, gaining insight is really important for me. And I am always looking, I'm a reader, so I'm always looking for good new content. And I'm really glad that our accounts stumbled across each other.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh yeah, for sure. Devin, it's awesome to be here, my man. I'm super excited to get in here and talk about all the great things you guys are doing on with the podcast, as well as talk a little bit about the newsletter medium and just the way that everyone's consuming sports gambling content.
So I'm going to have you elaborate, you know, cause you guys are a sports betting newsletter, like we already mentioned. It's every Thursday morning that it comes out, I believe. And then that's from cappers-collective.com. Am I correct in those two things?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll kind of give you the rundown about everything we're doing at Cappers. So I'm Nate Spangle. I'm the CEO here at Cappers. And what we are is we're a weekly sports betting newsletter. But we're not kind of like what you envision when you think about that, right? We're not giving out picks. We're not telling people where to go and place their wagers, right? Because if we knew how to do that, right? If we knew every winner there was going to be, we'd just go place them ourselves and not worry about writing the newsletter. So what we do is we aggregate handicappers and trends, data, insight from all across the web, put them in an easy to read weekly newsletter. Think if you know about what the Morning Brew is for business, right? They're not telling you what stocks to invest in. They're just giving you the information about what's going on at these companies and aggregating them. So we're building out a software that is going to track free handicappers across Twitter. So everyone who puts out free picks, they're getting put into the product that we're building, which is, I mean, this to put it in mild terms, this pretty cool computer science program that people way smarter than me are working on, guys on our team, and it's going to go out there, track, validate, and really just like deliver the best handicappers on the internet to our loyal fans and our subscribers, as well as content from all the big places, right? Like Oddshark, ESPN, Action Network, all those great places that are focusing on sports gambling. We bring the best trends and insights and everything that they're putting out in like a 3-minute read on a Thursday morning, just so you know everything you need to know going into the weekend.
Well, heck yeah, man. I mean, you're speaking right up my alley. Listeners of this show know that Oddshark is an organization that, you know, I really enjoy using, and as a material basis, you know, they definitely come up with some really good numbers. Joe Osborne, I was just fortunate enough to have him on, I think it was a couple weeks ago, last month sometime. So kind of like a dream come true for me, seeing like some of the numbers in the flesh, essentially. You know, a lot of the numbers that I would be looking at came from the mind of Joe and, you know, Mr. Avery over there, Ian. So it's funny to see how all the inner workings of gambling Twitter come about. And like I said, I'm always looking to stumble across new stuff and new avenues of learning. And, you know, I am excited to see, not that it's not where it needs to be already, because like I said, you guys have some really awesome content, but I'm excited to see like the blossom and the growth for you guys also. You know, you talk about having the different entities as such taking place in this, you know, component.
Yeah, and it's pretty big. So we're right at the phase where we're about to pull a growth lever. We just raised like a little bit of a pre-seed round to go out there and really put, put some money where our mouth is and grow this puppy. So we're getting the product right where we want it to be. We're working on our content, working with writing, just we want to provide the best possible experience for our readers and for our community. And really, I mean, if you think about sports gambling, it's legal in, I think currently legal in 25 out of the 50 states, with a couple more on the docket to be launched. I think Arizona is going to be in September. A few other states are coming up. So like it's 50% of the market is tapped right now, in the sense of where it's legal and where people are like betting through the FanDuels, the DraftKings, the Barstool sports books, you know? So there's a ton of room for growth in the sports gambling industry. And we're excited to be, truthfully, what we look at is we're the most, definitely in my eyes, would be the most prominent sports gambling specific newsletter. There's not a lot of like, yeah, I mean, Oddshark and Action Network have a few similar kind of things, but nothing that's like aggregating. We basically pitch ourselves as the Morning Brew of sports gambling. So it's cool to be at the forefront of that and to be riding the wave as sports gambling continues to take off.
Absolutely. You know, almost purely virgin in regards to the overall saturation in the market currently, like you said. And that's something that caught my attention as we were talking a little bit off air, something of which made me want to get in the sports betting a little further. And with me personally not ever living in a place where sports betting was legal, you know, I kind of see the different things and the ins and outs of sports betting and what you got to go through to try to place wagers, or, you know, the way the process of legislation goes and the frustrations of those. And with that being said, you know, I think as sports bettors, we're all kind of relatable because we want one thing, and that's another way to be a fan of a sport or an angle to, you know, keep our eyes on. So Newsletters, super old school. I love old technology. I love 8-tracks and VHS stuff. And so I'm all for it. Like I said already, I'm a reader. So
I love that. And the medium of newsletter, right, with all the things like Substack coming out right now, it's like it's a hot medium to be in. And as we looked into it, like no one was really doing that in the niche of sports gambling. So we were like, you know what, might as well, someone's got to do it. So I think we've built the perfect team to kind of grow this. I mean, there's five of us guys, all college buddies from out here in Indianapolis. So from having a guy who masters data analytics and finance to a guy that is a journalism major and kind of is our chief editor and our contact guy to the gambit in between. I mean, we kind of have all five of the dream team, we have to call ourselves. Not really, but that's us for sure.
Absolutely. We've talked a decent amount about content, and would like to dig a little more into your content. And, I had a question in regards to making information and content accessible as well as credible. You know, that's a good balance for a writer. So a newsletter is, what I've seen is accessible information. So what do you find yourself doing specifically that allows your content to be handy for the readers?
Yeah, and that is an excellent question. And I think that like the key that we focus on is you got to make the sports gambling content like easy to consume, because it is complex, right? You have guys out there with algorithms, right, in their own betting systems. And if you're just getting started, like so many people I know put $20 into FanDuel, bet it all on one team, lose it all, delete the app because they hated it. It was a terrible experience for them. And our mission and our goal, right, is to educate. Like we say, we're a company built by bettors for bettors to make bettors better, right? And that's what we want to do, is come in there and provide easy to consume content that you can read in those 2 or 3 minutes, like whether you're on the train in the morning going to work or you're just sitting down for your first cup of coffee and you get in there. We want to make sure that we're what you think of and go to like educate yourself in sports betting. And the key to that is friendly and concise language. You know, like we're not going to use all these fancy terms because we know we have the gambit. Like we have some really good, really like amazing professional handicappers that subscribe to our newsletter because they get value out of it. But then we also like have sections and parts and content that we put out that is specifically like people that are new to sports gambling and that might not be these elite kind of lifelong sports gamblers that started going to the horse track with their grandpa when they were 12 years old, you know? So we just really try to like position ourselves. If the spectrum is like satirical like Barstool and analytical like Odd Shark, we want to position ourselves right in the middle there where we're easy to read, like a fun, like friendly tone, but also like you have credible information that's coming from the like backlinked to the most like the most credible sports gambling sources in the world.
Yeah, I'm over here kind of just going through my account and looking at, I'm waiting for Thursday for this newsletter, bud. So I just love, what you guys have got going on here, and you definitely got a fan here in the show. And it's, for a lot of your passions and such, I would say that they're very parallel with what I want to do with this show. With, you talk about the morning cup of Joe, or what I like to call jitter juice or morning brown. I want fans of the show or of just sports betting or curious minds that are trying to learn a little bit more about sports, maybe in a different abstract way, because they do live in a state that, just got, sports betting legalized, and now they feel that there's no more of a scarlet letter, a stigma, and they feel like that they can partake in this event, or this process of winning and losing money. So, it's really all, those are really good points and really good sentiments that you mentioned in your retort. And it honestly just kind of brings up another question of mine. And passion obviously speaks a lot of high volumes, and I'm always curious into precursor events and what they were and how that took place. But So you say Cappers Collective, you know, you obviously started this with some real close friends. You were in college, you know, so you've painted some of the picture, but like, you know, really paint the picture of like where some of these passions really came from, or how did you arrive at this specific you know, just like bam, newsletter and passion, go, like, you know?
Yeah, I got you. So it was probably, oh buddy, so we all got to college, you know, from all across walks of, from Cincinnati, Ohio, to South Bend, Indiana, to Muncie, to wherever, right? And we all show up for the first day of freshman year. We were all football players, so we report to camp there. And the one thing that just has always brought our crew together, of our best friends, was sports. And then as we grew older, and you know, some of us, you don't end up playing all 4 years, you don't end up getting any time on the field, you know. But what kept bringing our crew back together was the idea of sports and teamwork and all that. And we just fell in love with everything sports, and specifically everything sports gambling. Because Indiana was kind of towards the forefront of that. It's very prevalent. We were all in the same fraternity house, and fraternities have a way of bringing out some of the best qualities of sports gambling, right? So whether it was making our own lines on Thursday night football games when we watch with all our buddies, or, you know, anything like that. And as it got legal in Indiana, getting into that, it was just always something fun to talk about and that we really enjoyed. And then fast forward, I mean, we all graduated, all had different majors, all ended up doing different professional things. But 7 months ago, I remember driving in the car, and my mind tends to, while I'm driving, you know, listen to music, whatever, like, was just thinking about all just business ideas, right? And just about what's going on in the world. What are the hottest growing industries? And sports gambling is, I wrote my senior thesis in college on the evolution of sports gambling. And it was great to do. I wrote a 40-page thesis on all the ways that it has developed from where you used to have to, I mean, go to a bookie and do all this and whatnot, until where it's now on a cell phone in your and you can place a wager any time in the day, you know, and it's crazy. So I kind of just have aligned with that passion. And like I said, 7 months ago, driving in the car, and I was like, well, you know, like Morning Brew took on the Wall Street Journal, right? Like the Wall Street Journal had been like the source where everyone had been getting their business news and what's going on Wall Street, stock tips, all of that. For, I mean, I couldn't even tell you how many years, like way longer than I've been alive, right? So, and I thought, like, where are people getting that content for sports gambling? And I think about everywhere we went to, where it's just, I get all my insights from Oddshark, right? I get all my insights. ESPN has been a recent dark horse that's coming up. And there's a few other places that put out really good long form content. So think like blog posts, articles, et cetera, et cetera. But like, no one was really doing easy to consume content to like get people's feet wet, to like give them just a little bit of taste of how to learn about becoming a better sports better. And then consequently to that too, right? So there's good long form content. There's great blog posts, great articles there. There are also incredible communities of handicappers and incredible communities of sports gamers on Twitter. I mean, if you search hashtag gambling Twitter and get into those communities, how deep they run and how like close and tight knit this community is. It's insane. It's very similar to like VC Twitter or like Wall Street Bets on Reddit. It's like, it's a brotherhood, right? So we, after following, I mean, not tens of thousands, but we followed a lot of cappers, always trying to find the handicappers, because we didn't build out an algorithm. We didn't have a system like that. We wanted to know, like, you want to find the winners, right? Everyone's looking for how to become a better sports gambler, how to win more money, how to just make responsible picks that are going to ensure the longevity of your sports gambling career. And then that was when we had the idea of being not only a newsletter media company, but also building out this computer system that is going to aggregate all of this data across Twitter. Because let's say you're a spectacular sports handicapper from Lincoln, Nebraska, right? And you start a Twitter and you have 12 followers. They're all your high school buddies, but you're really smart and you're a really successful sports gambler. How are you supposed to plug into other communities? How are people supposed to find out about you? Like, not everyone is a digital marketer. There's certain people that are really good at growing social media accounts, really good at getting plugged in the right ways. And like, that's one of our specialties. Our specialty wasn't gambling algorithms, right? So we said our other specialty though was finding and plugging into these communities. So we put all those together into one space. We're building up a software. We're building out the newsletter, putting those together so we can provide incredible value to our readers. Because every Thursday, not only do we put out 3 to 4 of the top stories backlinked to reputable sources, we also have a sports gambling leaderboard. And that's basically where we, like I said, track, validate all these free handicappers' results and tell you who the biggest winner of the last week was, right? And now these handicappers like competing with each other and with other people in their community because they want the top spot on the leaderboard. And where this helps the everyday sports gambler is because so many people make these fake accounts, make fake posts of, oh, I'm 17-1 in the last 2 weeks and now you should pay $5 for my VIP picks because I'm so on fire. And it's like, no, we want to track and validate truthful handicappers so that our readers are getting the most value possible.
Well, it's funny that you say value there at the very end, because conviction and value those are the two biggest principles, you know, since episode one. And I think, we're almost at 300 episodes here on Hoopball Gaming.
Yeah, I just looked and you guys are at 287.
Oh my.
287. Goodness. That's a lot of episodes. Good what? For you.
What? I did. Wow. Okay. But yeah, I mean, conviction and value. It's just like, I remember it being because in a way I'm still pretty new into this whole sports betting hoopla. You know, we are all always learning and we're all always trying to figure out how to fine tune certain things within our lives, but also within the things that we do as auxiliary or secondary, you know, things like sports betting and golf or whatever it is, video games, what have you. And so, yeah, conviction and value. And it's really nice to hear you speak on how I hear a certain morality and the tone of your voice with your content. And it speaks true volumes of who you guys are as transparent correspondents and interactors of, like you said, gambling Twitter. And it does runneth deep. I will second that notion swiftly.
Oh yeah. And it's great because, again, it's like friendly competition, but we were talking about it off air before the show. And it's like, there's so much available market in sports gambling that like these guys are, and girls are raising the bar together. You know, it's like, they want to be transparent. They don't want the stigma of sports gambling being just like frowned upon and dirty. Like, they want it to be accepted, you know? And like, it's very, very tight knit, very, very much like work together. And when you find the bad apples, it's like everyone bands together to like make sure everyone knows who the bad apples are. So it's great. I love it.
Yeah. You should see my screen right now, you know, with just so much of the community going on. Are you familiar with Hakeem Betts? He's a personality on Twitter, real got a real good following, but he's I'm sure you'll pop across him in a gambling Twitter sphere at some point in time. But I've been trying out
this. It's so funny.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh no, I was just gonna, it's so funny you say that, because like, there are like so many like people that we just like stumble upon, like you guys, right? And so many people in gambling Twitter that's like, if you shoot them a DM and say, hey, like, we'd love to collab, we'd love to just catch up, we'd love to hear about what you're doing. Such so inviting, so friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. And with big counts of followers, I mean, a lot of those folks, like, you know, they're the same exact way. So, but this green room stuff, it used to be locker room. It's a new kind of thingy-majig, and I've been giving it a go. Stumbled into Hakeem and his little, you know, his following there. Stumbled into their room on this locker room thing, green room, and just kind of been hanging out the last 2-3 days talking general sports stuff. And honestly, just the general hanging out and being in like an open chat room, essentially. And, you know, you learn a lot, and there's a good amount of information that gets swirled around, and a lot of really smart, sharp takes to be had.
Oh, yeah. I was I spent some time when Clubhouse was first released. I was in, like, I found myself spending way too much time in sports gambling Clubhouse rooms. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is nuts, because there's just everyone wants to talk about it, and everyone has their takes, and everyone has their reasons. And it was very much like you got to take everything with a grain of salt, because, you know, like, the thing about it is like, everyone's always on one side or the other. You know, it's like not everyone ever gets along and agrees on a take. And then by the time that everyone thinks that they all agree, then they end up being wrong. This is how it works with sports games, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's so amazing to grab all those different perspective angles. You know, that's why discussion is very, very important. Discussion, not argumentation. And I just honestly like the fact that everything's kind of growing. And, you know, as we record, it's 8:30. This is going to be Wednesday show. We're recording 8:30 p.m. Central on Tuesday night. We've got, you know, a lot of stuff in action. And the Clips and the Suns are going right now. Got some baseball. Baseball's a wonderful look today. Was able to hit a Vlad Guerrero Jr. prop on the over RBI call at plus 160. And we got some totals that are looking good. And, man, this is a fun week of sports. You know, European championships getting tighter. And how are you about the Euros, Nate? Did you get in on any of that this year?
We are working to get more into the Euro leagues, and just because we want to make sure that our readers get coverage from every sport across the globe. I'll be honest, I am a majority NFL, college football, and playoff NBA, playoff NHL hockey better. So I've been enjoying the time right now. I mean, we were all on. Don't get me started about the weekend and Saturday and Kevin Durant's air ball, because we were heavy on the Nets, because we thought no way the Nets lose this one. And it was great to see him go into overtime and push it there. But in the end, coming up late in Kevin Durant's legacy game, I was a little bit upset about it. But I digress.
Yeah. You know, it kind of stunk. But, I mean, what, you know, you lose Kyrie, and then Harden's already not really – you know, you could see he wasn't trusting that hammy. So, but, yeah, I
– it's tough it's definitely interesting to see. Like, this was the super team, right? And this is the injuries that ends up being the downfall of them. And I wonder, as we go into this offseason where there's, like, the full offseason, you know what I'm saying? I think that'll be interesting to see the recovery and – who comes back next year, and if fatigue is as big of a factor as it was this season.
Yeah. Okay, so I just heard everything you said, pal, but Ivica Zubac just got jumped over by DeAndre Ayton on a transition alley-oop, and oh, man, that was a pretty incredible slam. Holy crap. Sorry, oh, buddy. Man.
Oh, no, you're fine. We were watching some baseball, but I'm switching over to that right now.
Man, that was impressive. Yeah, just got a couple things flying around in this game. I love keeping an eye on, and as I record shows, just kind of giving like an inside look on, you know, throughout the process, the pre-flop, the beginning, you know, what we eventually rule out of the card, you know, just the whole process of it. And I think it offers something on a day-to-day basis to the listeners and the new listeners to kind of hear us as we not only just make plays and then talk about the plays the next day as a recap, but there's also like a segue or a transition also. So,
Of course. And I mean, that's where there's value. And that's what we found is like, we leave the, cause as we kind of grow the newsletter, we definitely don't want to be known as the guys that give out picks, because what we learned is if you give out just straight picks and you don't end up winning, like people that'll take your open rates, that'll take the value that people are getting. But if we can direct them to the people that do have the algorithms, that do have the systems, that are tried and true, really solid sports gamblers, as well as provide the value of like, what is Joe Osborne of Odd Shark, right? He was a guest a few weeks ago. What is he seeing, and what insights does he use to make his picks? I mean, I think that's something very interesting to think about. Like, he's not making his picks because he just likes the color of their uniforms or their mascot. You know, it's like, what data points are these professionals looking at, and how can you apply that into the picks that you're going to make?
Right. I love the, just like the way that, I mean, there is no wrong way to sports betting, unless like you just are getting like no results and you're losing every pick. But other than that, there's not, you know, there's no set way. You know, it's you kind of craft your style, what kind of model you want to have if you use one. I mean, there's people that don't use one. Like you mentioned on algorithms, you know, there's gut bettors, there's intuitive bettors, there's first five bettors. You know, it's so expansive, and there's so much out there that you can learn about on a day-to-day basis within gambling Twitter. And I think that's what I enjoy most about it. And then whenever you're learning about all this different stuff, you're also learning about the different people that are, you know, making opinions on these games, or who are successful, or people who are offering great content. So it's so many.
I think that's a big one. We love being able to, like when people check out our newsletter, and at the bottom, right, you see the top five leaderboard of who went up 8 units, 10 units, 15 units, 1 unit, whatever this last week. We love being able to plug our current subscribers into people they don't already know. You know, so if you can find this random sports bettor, we have a lot of East Coast prevalence. We have some really, really loyal subscribers. I don't know how prevalent, but like let's say Old Man Who Bets. He's a really big sports.
Oh, Jeff. Yeah. He's been on the show too. Uh-huh.
Jeff's been on the show. Great. Jeff is a loyal subscriber. He loves cappers.
Heck yeah.
And he introduced us to like seven more of his buddies, all from New Jersey and Maryland.
Yep, the dad bods, huh?
We were on dad bods like 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Super good dudes.
Bods, Pun actually lives in Tulsa, so he only lives about an hour and some change from me.
Oh yeah, that's right. So Pun wasn't on it. It was we hung out with Lock Bets and the Odds Fellow and
Guns Picks.
Yeah.
Guns is hilarious. Dudes. I love Guns.
They're awesome. Good dudes. But if you don't already follow them on Twitter, you definitely need to. They're great followers great community members for gambling Twitter.
Yeah. And it's so funny how, like, I've already said it a couple times, but the interwebness of all of it, you know, Sharky, you know, I've had him on the show, and him and Old Man, you know, they're actually brothers.
I did know. That's funny. And they're great. I followed Sharky and Old Man for, oh my gosh, probably 6 years now.
Nice.
I remember back when I think I was Old Man's like 2000 follow, maybe, like, it was early on in the process, and now he just rolled over 20K, and it's awesome. Like, but it's what consistency does, right? It's like being a good member of the community and providing a ton of value and not asking for much in return, except for maybe buy an Old Man Who Bets shirt. You know, he's just selling some merch. Other than that, though, it's like just good guys to know
and good vibes. Yeah, just very positive energy from them. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Consistency, positivity. Those are some pretty good ingredients, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Consistency, especially in sports gambling, right? If you can be consistent and you can – you said there's gut bettors, and I totally agree that it's there's definitely a ton of ways to sports bet. I've always leaned and had the utmost respect for people that have, like, the consistency and the discipline. I think that, like – even when you have this, like, I know this one's going to be a lock for sure. Like, the people that manage their bankroll well, the people that have a system and stick by their system, I think in the long run, that's how you end up beating the house.
Staying true to, you know, yourself, especially if you're seeing results, you know, you've don't break it if it's not broken, you know, like,
yeah.
And don't go find a new pair of shoes if you just bought a pair that are very, very awesome and they're comfortable and they work for you. I mean,
it's longevity. That's the name of the game. Yeah. It's longevity.
Yeah. I've got multiple pair of shoes that I've had for 5+ years now. So half of it's because I'm frugal and I'm a cheapo, but you know, that's a part of the discipline. So,
hey, maybe you need to put out a play. You need to get a sports bet out there so that Devin can buy himself a pair of new shoes. You ever heard that?
Just make me sound as homeless as possible. You know, I just did trim my beard. And before I did, I kid you not, looked like the caddy from Happy Gilmore bathing in the pond, you know?
So, that's funny. That's an image right there.
Yeah. Great movie. 25 years old now. Oh, and I just don't understand where time
that
goes.
Is terrifying.
Yeah. So as you've noticed, you know, pop culture and just kind of random stuff like that. Tangents are something that we get on in this show. I want to transition awkwardly and abruptly on you here to some college football, because you said you like college football, and I'm waiting on my Phil Still magazine to get to me. I'm about to go buy probably two more from CVS, whichever ones get there first. Like, I am just itching. I want to break down some college football and do some previews. Do you have a team that, or a conference that you, or just like a storyline narrative or something, fandom that you're looking forward to, like, going into this season?
Oh, buddy. I mean, as I said, we're from Indianapolis. This is where the Big Ten championship is. So we are.
And the Hoosiers got some excitement.
The Hoosiers are building some excitement. One of our, so like I said, we're all spread over. So one of the founders of Cappers is from Muncie. So he was the plug for Tuesday night Maction games. So we really enjoy a little bit of Maction, but we bleed Big Ten for the most part. One of our buddies one of our co-founders is from Cincinnati. So he's a huge UC fan, and there's also some excitement down there. And IU and UC actually play this year. So we're excited to see that. But like, truthfully, it's like we watch Big Ten, and I'm excited to see fresh quarterback at Ohio State, right? What's going to go on there? And are these top three programs really just going to keep distancing themselves and pulling away from the pack, or is there ever going to be a leveling of the playing field? You know, like that's really what I'm excited to see. It's also what out there. You're in Oklahoma City, so are you a Sooners fan?
No, I am not. But, you know, at the end of the season, OU's usually always in a position for the playoff. I'm going to support the home state. You know, I root for Tulsa in the bowl game. You know, that kind of thing. And I like to root for the Big 12. So I am an Oklahoma State fan, though.
Oh, really?
Yes, I grew up,
Cowboys.
You know, watching – early 2000s, Eddie Sutton, OSU basketball, and John Smith wrestling. John Smith, an Olympian, went to my home state's or home city, hometown's high school. So always just kind of had ties to Oklahoma State. And then high school, you know, I graduated from the same high school as Barry Sanders up in Wichita. So just kind of worked out that way. Just fate, you know. So,
well, I mean, the Battle of Bedlam is always a good one. For sure.
So fun. Yeah, except the last couple of years, because they just keep skunking us. But, you know, it's fun to see offense.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned the Mac.
There's a Big Ten guy. So okay. Let me remind you, and then we'll transition to the Mac, right?
Absolutely.
So as a Big Ten guy, I'm a huge wrestling fan as well. So I love that you brought up Oklahoma, the Cowboys wrestling program. That's pretty crazy that you had an Olympian from your hometown.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still currently coaching Oklahoma State. And, man, Iowa, what, didn't they just have this last rest? They had the championship, if I remember right. I think they won. Iowa had some really good success this year.
Oh, they're amazing. They're like the gold standard.
Minnesota's
for wrestling
usually
programs.
pretty talented.
Minnesota's solid. Even like Rutgers is decent in wrestling. Like the Big Ten is just like the Big Ten is like the SEC for football. No offense to Big 12 fans, but the Big Ten in wrestling is next level.
Yeah, no, I don't. I won't try to combat that whatsoever. You're absolutely. Iowa alone, as a program is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, between Iowa and Penn State, those two are like they're like the Alabama and the Clemson of college football. You know?
Oh yeah, easily. Maction.
So you want to talk Maction?
Yeah. Yes. So. You know, because this newsletter of yours, and you know, I love conference specific stuff, and I'm not sure if we talk small conferences off air or not throughout our interaction, but I am a huge Coastal Carolina analyst handicapper. I love them, and I've had some on Tally site, which you know, I'm not sure if you're familiar with them or not, but we may need to talk about Tally site. They, you know, will track and stuff also and allow folks to make picks and all this good stuff. And I actually ended last college football season as the number one Coastal Carolina handicapper out of, you know, 100 said analysts or whatever. And
there you go.
So Sun Belt, aka the Fun Belt, the Maction. I had some really good success with San Jose State over there in the mountains last year. So I love some small schools. Liberty. I was on Liberty all year.
I was riding Liberty. I loved Liberty.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. They were solid.
They're linebackers, man. They could cover some range. It was all about
their defense, they were just fun too to watch. I was sad to see their undefeated season when it came to an end there. But talk about a crazy finish to a game. That one was wild.
Yeah, that was NC State, wasn't it? I think Yeah, it was.
I believe it was.
Because they had that run where it was three straight ACC opponents, and they beat the first two. I think it was Syracuse, Duke, and then NC – or no, they beat Virginia Tech. They beat Virginia Tech. They beat either Syracuse or Duke. I can't remember. And then they beat – I think it was Duke. And then they – barely lost to NC State, just so barely. Oh, that was honestly one of the best games of the college football season.
Oh yeah, I totally agree with you on that one. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, Nate. Hey, man. Let's remind the listeners where we can find. You know, I know I said it.
Yeah. But
I want to make sure that they get familiar to your voice, and then that way I don't leave anything out. But again, the handle on Twitter is at Cappers Collect. And then the website was, I'll let you handle it from here, boss.
Yeah, for sure. So find us on Twitter. We're at Cappers Collect. We put out a ton of good content there. We give some insights, share some stuff from our handicapping community and everything like there. Then if you want to subscribe to our newsletter, it is Cappers, Cappers-Collective. collective.com. Throw in your email. It comes once a week on Thursday mornings. You get everything you need to go getting ready for the weekend, ready to roll there. And I mean, and the best thing is if you hate it and you think that we suck, then you can unsubscribe, right? Easy as that. So yeah, but I think you're gonna love it. I think if your listeners are anything like Devonier, then I'm sure they'll love it and find some really solid value out of it.
Absolutely, man. And out of this podcast alone, I think there's some absolute solid value in it having you here on this episode. And I'm really glad we were able to make this happen. And like I said, man, I can't wait till Thursday. I'm ready to read that newsletter. It's going to be one of the first things I do as I start my day, I'm sure. And
there we go. You know what I love to hear? Because you'll get a referral link and you can start referring that out to everyone, all your buddies and everything. And you can win. We give out merch and some exclusive stuff. And there's some pretty cool stuff in there that you can win. So, yeah, for sure. Definitely. I love to hear that you're going to you're going to be a loyal reader of it.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. I am there, man. And as we talked about, growth is very, very important. And then, you know, collaborative efforts. So very, very excited to expand my bubble within gambling Twitter. We got to have you back on the show, and we got to do it with some college football and NFL. Like you said, you're predominantly in that. And I love the pigskin talk. So we definitely got to get that going at some point. And
for sure. And I'll bring a couple guys from the team, and they can come in and we'll talk. We'll cut up some small schools, some small conference, non-power five teams.
Absolutely. We can talk whatever you guys want to. Y'all just say when and where, and we'll bring the chips and the dip. All right.
Hey, there we go. That's what I like to hear. We'll cash some winners.
Absolutely. Well, Hoopballers, he was Nate at Cappers Collective, and make sure to give him and his team some love, some content follow, and let's go ahead and make sure that we do some nice things today. We are going to be safe. That's important. And then we also got to be positive. Remember that. So all good vibes, all good energies being sent your way. Let's have a wonderful midweek show / day / job / whatever you got going on. Just make it work, and let's get some winners. Let's have some fun. And Today in Sports Betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.